For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. High winds and high heat has brought even more wildfires to the United States. From Colorado to California, people are being evacuated. Near San Diego, people are fleeing near Alpine. CAL FIRE's Daryl Pena says it's burned through more than 400 acres and it's only 5% contained.
What we have out here is hot spots in between structures that are continuing to threaten the structures out here.
There's more fires near Los Angeles and at least 40 buildings have been destroyed. The Klamathon fire on the California-Oregon border has burned nearly 10,000 acres. 500 people have been evacuated, and more than a dozen structures have burned. So far, one death has been reported from that blaze. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from our friends at MyPillow. We just got this in. It's a great deal. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus free shipping. Now, are there any two greater words in the English language when you're shopping online than free shipping? Nah. I've been telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. Now you can experience the same kind of restorative sleep I've been getting from MyPillow. You'll enjoy the best night's sleep of your life. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. Also a 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. Call now.
As Hurricane Beryl is taking aim at the Caribbean, Tropical Depression 3 is located off the eastern seaboard of the United States. NOAA meteorologist Brian Hurley says the storm is out to sea but could impact beach and boating fun this weekend.
It will bring some higher surf to the beach, especially the eastern North Carolina, obviously the Outer Banks there down the Hatteras, working its way down to southern portions of the North Carolina coast.
President Trump plans a major television production for his Supreme Court nomination announcement on Monday night. Until then, he gives this preview.
In choosing Justice Kennedy's replacement, my greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
The president's top contenders reportedly include Federal Appeals Court judges Amy Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Cutledge. He's deciding this weekend at his New Jersey golf resort. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A mother saves her kids from a carjacker. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Dallas police say the mom, Michelle Booker Hicks, sprung into action after the would-be 36-year-old carjacker, Ricky Wright, tried to take her vehicle while Booker Hicks had run into a gas station convenience store, leaving her two children in the back seat. She reportedly got out in time to catch Wright trying to leave and hopped in the car.
You know, asked the gentleman to pull over to stop. He would not get out the car. That's when I fired at him after I grabbed my gun from the glove compartment.
The suspect charged with unlawful restraint and car theft now. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This year's Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain has begun with protests.
On Thursday, more than 100 animal rights activists called for an end to animal cruelty with a mock bull run on the eve of the San Fermin festival. Activists from PETA and the Spanish group Anima Naturalis took to the streets dressed in black, some with bull masks made of cardboard, carrying signs reading "Stop the Bloody Bullfights." Bull runs throughout the narrow, cobbled streets of the northern Spanish city are the main feature of the centuries-old traditional festival. Some 1 million visitors, five times Pamplona's population, are expected for the festival. Six bulls take part in morning runs and are killed on eight consecutive afternoons in televised corridas. This year's festival runs through July the 14th.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.